The margins in the U.S. Senate race between Democrat Tammy Baldwin and Republican Eric Hovde are shrinking. It's Monday, October 9th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, President Joe Biden was in Milwaukee yesterday to announce new federal money going to Wisconsin. And scores from the new Wisconsin testing standards have been released. WPR's Corrine Hess will have more on the results. Stay with us.
You keep your finger on the pulse of regional news when you tune in to Wisconsin Today. It's your support that makes these 10 minutes of headlines with context from around the state possible. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Wisconsin's U.S. Senate race has shifted from leaning Democrat to toss-up. Rich Kramer reports that's after several polls show Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin's lead over Republican Eric Hovde shrinking.
Baldwin has led in every poll of Wisconsin voters this year except one, but her margins have tightened over the last month, according to polling data. A survey by the Cook Political Report released last week showed Baldwin up by just 2 percentage points. Jessica Taylor is Cook's Senate and Governor's editor. She says both campaigns have told her their internal polling show the same results.
I think they ultimately knew that this is Wisconsin. It's a very evenly divided, probably the closest to a 50-50 state as we have in the country.
Spending by national Republican and Democratic groups is another sign of a tightening race. Political advertisement research firm Ad Impact reports more than $33 million in future Senate ads have been booked in Wisconsin. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
President Joe Biden was in Milwaukee yesterday to announce $2.6 billion for lead water pipe replacement across the country. It was Biden's seventh visit to Wisconsin this year and his second since dropping out of the presidential race. That funding announced yesterday will help local governments meet a federal deadline to replace all lead pipes by 2037. Biden said Wisconsin will get $43 million.
We know safe, clean drinking water is fundamental to the health of our communities, to enhance our economic growth, to basic human dignity.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley introduced Biden. He said lead paint is even more dangerous.
We must also address lead paint. It is the leading cause of lead poisoning in our area.
Milwaukee and Kenosha were awarded other federal funds yesterday for lead paint hazard abatement. Wisconsin manufacturers are less pessimistic than they were 2 years ago. That's according to a new report from the Wisconsin Center for Manufacturing and Productivity. It surveyed 400 manufacturers and found that 39% said the economy was either slowing down or in a recession. That's down from 50% in 2022. Anne Franz is with the Northeast Wisconsin Manufacturing Alliance. She says a lot of companies feel uncertain about the economy.
Historically, every presidential election, every 4 years, there usually is a little bit of that wait and see. People don't want to do too much before they know who's going to be the next president.
But the survey also found that 85% of manufacturers are still confident about their own company's financial outlook. New Wisconsin testing standards label nearly half of students at grade level in math and reading. Corrine Hess reports critics say changes in scoring are inflating those numbers.
Last year, less than 40% of Wisconsin's third through eighth grade students tested at proficient in math and reading. The State Department of Public Instruction made changes over the summer to how it scores standardized tests. Students are also no longer categorized as basic or below basic. They're now described as developing and approaching. Dwayne Dorn is an educational consultant with DPI. He says because of the changes, this year's scores can't be compared to last year.
For the last several years, our educators have been mentioning to us that they feel there's a disconnect between what they're seeing in the classroom and the terms that we've been using to define student performance.
Changing testing standards has become a trend nationwide. Critics say it is being done to hide that schools aren't making up for pandemic learning loss. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, Wisconsin's U.S. Senate race between Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin and Republican Eric Hovde has gained national attention. So much so that people from across the country are traveling to Wisconsin to help campaign for Democrats like Baldwin.
This year, we thought it over and figured out, well, in a presidential, Wisconsin is nationally important. It really is. And so to make sure the nation stays in on a proper course, in good hands, we said, well, we just have to go to Wisconsin and see if we can make a difference there.
Coming up, WPR's Anya Van Wagtendonk will have more on how Baldwin is utilizing the support. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. When you roll out of bed, bleary-eyed and groggy, if you're like me, the first thing on your mind is getting something to wake you up. So turn on the radio. NPR's daily news program, Morning Edition, has been working through the night to get you the news you need. It's as essential to your morning as a good cup of coffee. So hit the ground running by listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 9 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, a handful of races will decide control of the U.S. Senate in November. That includes Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin's re-election campaign. Baldwin's been an outlier who outperforms other members of her own party in Republican counties. And in nearly four decades in politics, she's never lost. But as Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, this year, that winning streak is being tested.
It's early on a sunny Saturday in late September, and a few dozen people are gathered in a strip mall storefront in Madison. They're getting ready to knock on doors to make sure that voters in stalwart blue Dane County turn out and vote for Democrats in November.
This one has 31 doors.
Okay.
And if you want to take that one, that's turf 2, we'll have you sign out.
At the top of their priority list is drumming up support for the re-election campaign of Senator Tammy Baldwin. Nationally, Democrats must retain her battleground seat to hold on to the U.S. Senate. When Baldwin herself makes an appearance, this crowd is thrilled. That event was the start of a packed day of campaigning for the senator, who is vying for her third term. She's facing Eric Hovde, a Republican businessman, in a race that is drawing national attention and massive spending. Baldwin is a different kind of Democrat. Where her party has lost traction in rural Wisconsin, she's held on. She attributes that success to her simple approach to campaigning and to listening to her constituents.
That's the secret sauce. Travel everywhere, show up, and be responsive to people's challenges and concerns.
Baldwin won her last Senate race 6 years ago by 11 points, a landslide by Wisconsin standards. But there are signs that the race this time around is a lot closer. Analysts at the Cook Political Report recently determined that the race is a toss-up. Hovde has attacked her decades-long career in politics, describing her as a liberal Washington insider.
Career politicians like Biden and Baldwin just don't get it. They're making things harder for folks here in Wisconsin.
And he's aligned with Trump. Voters tend to be more partisan in a presidential year. That could affect Baldwin's ability to speak to voters beyond the Democratic base, says Charles Franklin, who runs the Marquette Law School poll. He says Baldwin tends to pull in more independent voters, but partisan voting is entrenched.
And within elections, we see those lines harden month to month as the election approaches.
That's why Baldwin is crisscrossing the state, looking for votes in more than just Democratic strongholds. After starting her morning in Madison, it was off to Richland Center, a community of about 5,000 people. Trump won the surrounding Richland County twice. So did Baldwin. There, she's joined by Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro in front of the County Democratic Party office. Across the street stands an enormous Trump yard sign. Shapiro said that sign is why Baldwin needed to be there.
Senator Baldwin and I show up in communities like this, and we treat voters with respect, no matter what signs might be on a neighbor's lawn or what past election results have shown.
Baldwin has been a progressive champion, supporting same-sex marriage rights and Obamacare. But she's also fought for local manufacturing and agriculture, key issues in this part of the state. Earlier this month, she became the first statewide Democrat in more than 20 years to be endorsed by the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. Baldwin says she's earned support from people she calls Trump Tammy voters.
They see that I've showed up, I've listened, that I've taken their fight to Washington, and I produce results.
So Baldwin continues her breakneck campaigning. After Richland Center, there was a picnic in Dodgeville. The week after, she hit eight counties in 5 days. Baldwin says that approach of meeting people where they're at is the key to breaking through the noise. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Anya Van Wagtendonk.
Wisconsin Public Radio will air a profile about Republican U.S. Senate challenger Eric Hovde tomorrow. You can read more at WPR.org. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks so much for being with us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. And hey, if you're looking for any more information about any of the candidates who are running for office, you can find that on our website, WPR.org/election2024. Lots of comprehensive coverage there. Thanks so much for being with us today for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We're back tomorrow morning right here in your podcast feed, so have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.